League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. Welcome in, and thanks for taking us along for the ride. No matter where you may be going on your Wednesday, hopefully you will have us tuned in for the next 3 hours. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on the day that, good Lord, Michael Cohen's testimony all over the place. We're not political around here, but
I'm glad I don't pay attention to politics because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I couldn't turn it off.
Really?
Trump's personal lawyer in front of Congress today, and it was just...
Was he ripping Trump, or was he ripping everybody else?
Yeah, and you know what? And then people were ripping... The Republicans were ripping him. He was trying to tell everything he knew about Trump.
Of course.
And he's an ex-lawyer, so he's got a little something in his back pocket in terms of, you know, how he presents in a courtroom setting and everything like that. And right before they broke, like, for lunch, because every Republican, the one thing I'll give him credit for, because he is obviously a liar, but he came out and he goes, I find it very interesting that a majority of the questions to this point, a matter of fact, all the questions, not one of you has asked me anything about the president. Everything has been about me and my background, when, after all, isn't it why I'm here?
Ooh,
and everybody
nice.
Just kind of went, oh. And I was like, oh, wow, oh. Michael Cohen pulled one out of his back pocket.
The drama.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. I like it. Well, I mean, I don't like politics. I don't keep
I'm
up with it.
I'm not big on it.
I
wouldn't watch it
if y'all continue that conversation.
I don't watch it. Well, we just like you to stay quiet, period. But let's keep talking.
Okay,
cool. Let's do that for 3 hours. Let's talk
anybody
Trump.
Anybody gives a damn
Nick
about Michael Cohen or what
shut
he
his
There's
ass
a lot
up.
Of people that are deep
no
in
one,
it.
No one over
watch,
here cares.
Watch
not
the
suspect.
Twitter sphere just by what we just said and watch
no one
text
gives
messages.
A damn.
Barry knows. They're going to come
know,
in.
It's 2 minutes in. Could you not already be angry?
Oh, I'm the one that's always angry, not you.
No, I'm never okay. angry. I'm always in
All
a great
right,
mood.
I'll, you know what? I'll take the blame on
I
this
laugh
one. I'm the one
more...
who started the negativity on this show.
You are.
Despite you guys bringing up the fact.
I laugh more than anyone on this show because I have the most fun. And you're the, I mean, the voters voted. You're the most negative.
I got a joke I will say I want this. You to try on stage, okay?
Okay, yeah. Right. I will say this. I don't think we should give the Way Back Wednesday theme.
Okay.
I think we should let them figure it out.
Fine with me. As long as pre-2009, Way Back Wednesday.
Yes. Because also, if we keep saying it and we're supposed to have a guest, and I don't want them to be like, what?
So, I was going to actually explain it while she,
no.
they were on.
No. No.
Okay.
So, if you don't know what we're talking about, yesterday... to set it up, Nick had said that he was like, hey, do you want me to get a lawyer for this whole Robert Kraft thing? And I said, no, actually, I'd like to get a prostitute because I want that side of the story. And I wouldn't let him forget it or drop it. And so we have a woman that had committed to doing the show today. It was a prostitute. Her name is Jennifer. Oh. But now we can't get a hold of her. So
well, technically, she's an escort.
Okay.
You can't be calling her a prostitute.
No, that's my bet.
Yep.
Not here.
Okay. So she's an escort.
So you're the one that scared her away. I mean, she was listening to the program and you called her a prostitute.
Okay.
And just you were just disrespectful about it. And now she doesn't want to call in.
You are fired up today. You, Nicholas, are fired
I'm
up
really
today.
I'm really not.
You're coming right. You're just
I don't, like,
out of the
God,
gate.
Can
guns
I just
blade.
Finish my sentences?
My bad. I'm sorry.
So we got this escort to do an interview with us because I wanted to get that side of the story, because we always hear about everything else but from the escorts. So Nick did a great job yesterday of getting her to commit to do it and said he would follow up today between 10 and 11, and he's followed up and she's not answering. So she was going to do it actually on air yesterday, but had appointments.
She was going to come in studio.
Oh, yeah, that too. AJ said no to that. But we were going to 2:30, 3:30. She had appointments. So we were trying to get her today. So hang tight. I mean, we're still efforting this. This is going to, I feel like this will happen this week. I still have a backup plan if she says no. It may not be today. We may have to do it tomorrow, but I still have a backup plan.
Okay.
I'm just going to turn you out and then you could be our, just kidding.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. But I do have a backup plan. I have somebody I can reach out to in the event that Jennifer doesn't come through. But I spent a good deal of time coming up with 25 questions.
Okay.
So I have questions that I need answers to. I will say that the suspects came up with a lot of these too. I put it on Twitter. If you could ask a escort a question, what would it be? Just one, serious replies only. Of course, 90% of the people did not give a serious reply. They acted like idiots, but the rest of them did have good questions that have made it into the dossier for the interview.
Okay.
So, should be fun.
So, with all that being said, any update on the lawnmower?
It's still out there.
Okay.
Day three, got home, it was raining, I wasn't going to call my neighbor and have him, so I just blew it a kiss and went to bed. It's day three now, sitting stuck in the backyard.
There's a legitimate chance by Friday that thing might be just all the way underground.
It might have grass around it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, because it's not getting any drier around here, and the forecast doesn't look like it's going to be sunshine anytime soon.
No, it's going to be a while. So that sucks. I have a question for our listeners.
Okay.
It's a legal question. And I'm curious about this, especially as a gun owner. I should probably know this. But I'm curious, and I don't need all you so-called experts. I want to hear from lawyers and police persons. That was good. I didn't say police man.
Mm-hmm.
I said police person, because there might be a police woman out there listening that can answer this. What's the rules on if you pull your gun on somebody in traffic?
Oh, man.
Like, let's say that they cut you off and you give them the what the hell hands, and then they give you the what the hell hands, and then you give them the finger, and then they give you the finger, and then you throw up your hands again, and then they put the car in reverse like they're going to back into you, and then you put your hands up like, do it, and then they stop, and then they get out of the car. Now, let's say that it doesn't stop there. Let's say that they walk up to your car. Is it okay to pull your gun out? If they approach your car.
It's actually a valid question, because if you remembered, I believe it was on the East Coast. Because
some of this may have happened to me today. Some of it.
And I was actually going to give you mad props for being the guy that didn't. Then I realized it was you. But at the same time, I do remember recently, within the last couple months, do you remember the guy that was, that was hanging onto the hood of the car and the car took off?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why that whole thing was de-escalated was another citizen just got out of his car with a gun, made sure the guy stopped the car and so the guy could get off the hood. He was not only not arrested, but he was commended for being able to kind of put an end to the situation.
Okay.
So, and obviously it's different here with the carry laws and everything like that.
Yeah. But
I think once he gets out of the car and is approaching you.
That's what I thought.
I think you're okay.
I mean,
not that it's you, but you would be okay.
No, like I never pulled the weapon out. Like, But I definitely, because I keep it in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it did have I did open the zipper and it was within reach.
Okay.
And so I thought if this guy comes to my car, he was not a small guy either. But I was like, and then I'm like, man, I got this damn hernia and I can't really fight.
How angry was he?
He was pretty pissed.
Was it your fault?
No, it was his fault. Because, it's two turn lanes when you're right there at 610 and Westheimer.
Mm-hmm.
To turn right, mm-hmm, off of the feeder,
mm-hmm,
and the far right lane has its own lane to turn in. So it's you're supposed to stay in the far right lane as you turn. There are literally dotted lines in the road. So if you're in the second lane, you turn in any of the three outside lanes. Mm-hmm. And there was traffic in the other two, so I turned right next to the far right lane, and he came into my lane and basically had to stop or he would have hit me. And that's when I honked and threw my hands up like, dude, are you paying attention? And then it just escalated from there. But I didn't pull the gun out and like point it at him or anything like that. I just, I had my hand on it in my bag.
How did
just
it
in
end?
Case. He got out of the car. I think he saw me reach back because he got out of the car. I grabbed my bag And then I looked at him, and he didn't take a step forward. He got back in the car and drove off.
All right.
But I was like, man, I've never had to pull my gun on anybody. I've never had to do that. But I don't even know, like, if I did. If he walks up to my window, you know, what do you do at that point?
I think, look.
And I couldn't go around. There was traffic everywhere.
I don't want to get involved in the whole gun control thing or anything legally. Like that. But I think you got to protect yourself. And I think that the minute he gets out of the car and starts walking towards you and you don't know what he's going to do and if he has something, I'm totally with you. I think at that point, you are in the right to be able to protect yourself.
So if he would have taken a step, I was just going to put it in my lap. I wasn't going to point it like through the windshield or anything like that. But yeah, if he would have come tapping on my window, I would have just waved to him down low. Hey, how's it going? You, is there anything over here?
I think that would have been absolutely fine.
Yeah, okay.
And that would be the smartest way to handle it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be out here. I could just see myself on the news. Local ESPN radio host brandishes gun in traffic. No, I don't need all that.
That's where you really handled it well. Because if you would have put it above the dashboard in plain sight, and someone else is filming this going, oh, this could get good.
Yeah, I don't need all that.
Then it ends up being on you.
Yeah, but so, I stayed in the bag. It stayed, you know, but I was ready. But I thought it made me think. I don't know that I know the exact law on what it really, like, I know the castle law allows me to protect myself and my property, whether I'm at home or in my car or, you know, whatever.
Sure.
But I don't know how that would be treated if a dude, you know, is obviously this a road rage incident and he's pissed and I'm not happy and he gets out of his car. He was in front of me, so he even stopped. Like, I couldn't go around him. There was cars on both sides. I was pretty much stuck. That's why I was
the other thing. If you feel like you're trapped with no escape route, you have to protect yourself.
Like, this is going to escalate. I was like nervous. I really was. I was like, oh, Lord.
The heartbeat starts going a little faster than like that, you've got to.
In the past, I would have just got out and fought the dude, but I'm too old for that, too. Like, I'm not doing that no more.
I'm kind of with you.
That's crazy.
I'm kind of with you. Yeah. That's where I've gotten to the point in my life. Like, if I was still in my 20s and I didn't have a wife and a kid and everything, and there's just no, it would have been different. But yeah, nowadays, and plus nowadays, for as much as you're trying to protect yourself, there are people that are going to be the aggressor because of the fact that they're carrying.
That's true too. That's true too. And I try to be the opposite. Like, I try to
want to diffuse it with it.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of people that feel like empowered and a little extra oomph because they're packing heat. Yeah,
those people are psychos.
But they're out there. That's what you got to be careful about.
Oh, yeah.
What you don't have to be careful about is if you want to reach the show, because the HR&P listener line is wide open, 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. And, of course, you can always reach us via Twitter, where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is Funny. We are the Usual Suspects, just getting started on a Way Back Wednesday right here on ESPN 97.5.
And right now, I want to tell you guys about a new app I'm using called Get Upside. Check this out. I know you like money, right? If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you don't like money, then just ignore me. But if you like money, then you need to check this out. Get Upside is a brand new app. It's free to download. iTunes and Google Play Store. You can go and download Get Upside. And when you do, first things first, most importantly, I want you to put in promo code Barry inside the app. I'm going to tell you why in just a second, but it's very important. Promo code Barry, spelled with an A, not an E. That's not how you spell my name. But GetUpside is a really cool app, man. It allows you to get cash back on stuff you're already spending money on, like gas and food. And I know every week we're all filling up our tanks and buying lunch. Why wouldn't you want to get cash back when you do that? That's why you need to get Upside. 500 gas stations around town where you can get up to 25 cents a gallon. Here's where it's important. If you use promo code Barry, you'll get even extra savings on your first purchase through the app for gas. You'll get extra cents back on the gallon. I'm telling you, my wife used the promo code, 30 cents back a gallon when she filled up the first time. Don't pass up free money, y'all. Go out and download Get Upside in the App Store. It's Google Play or iTunes. Put in promo code Barry. Start saving money. There's like hundreds of restaurants around town where you can get up to 35% cash back. If you do, I mean, 35% cash back on a $35 bill. That's a lot of money, man. Like, you're going to save a lot of money. And the way I look at it, even if you get, like, I know there's a Wendy's around the corner, 20% back. Do that 5 days a week. That's a free meal. Guys, take advantage of the opportunity now. It's called Get Upside, promo code Barry. You like getting cash back? Get Upside, promo code Barry. Thank me later.
I got pros in different area codes. Area codes.
ESPN 97.5.
Turn the lights even lower. Over. Memphis Bleak. Beanie Sick.
Check out. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started. Usual Suspects on a way back Wednesday. Right here from the Gow Media Studios on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. As we are rolling through, bad weather and all, I know one thing. I got to get my tires checked or get some new tires. Good Lord, every time it rains, I start to feel the little slip.
Oh, yeah?
And I see more and more idiots, and Nick, I don't know what, you got out here pretty quick yesterday, but I see more and more idiots that, like, dual exhaust pickup trucks that just decide that even though it's raining, they're going to try and, like, zigzag through traffic and cut people off and then start, like, fishtailing, and I'm going, God, that's going to end badly.
It's kind of hard for me to criticize those people, though.
Because you are one of them without the truck.
Yeah, I am.
But your tires are better than theirs.
Kind of.
Okay.
They're in fair condition. They pass inspection.
Do you? You're gonna. I mean, with all the driving you do, and especially even with a new car, do you know a certain time when you're gonna change your tires?
Do what?
Like, do you have a certain time? Like, how many miles before?
Oh no, just when they look like they need it. Well, I don't do it.
I was worried. I'm starting to worry about mine, so I got to get in there.
It's the weather. It's the like. I've noticed that too. Like, mine seem to be slicker. I don't think it's. Of course, that could be because the front tires were stuck in the mud for a day.
That's a good possibility if you didn't carve out what you inserted with all the mud.
There could be a two. Hey, we got to get to this breaking news because it popped on the way in, or at least I saw it. But Eagles come out and say they're not going to franchise Nick Foles.
So Howie Roseman, they changed their mind.
Yeah, they're going to let him become a free agent. That'll be as of March 13. And, yeah, he just came out, did a quick little presser and said, hey, we're not going to do it. We're going to let him go. And do you feel like this is the right thing?
Absolutely. I think even when they said that they were going to keep him, franchise him, and then try and do something, I think you limit yourself. You pigeonhole yourself because of the fact that now you're on the hook if you can't find a trade partner for the 20-plus mil. You already have Carson Wentz, and you have plenty of needs that you have to fill.
Yeah.
I just think, like, you love him. You wanted to keep him. He did a lot of good for you. But now, just as mutual as it was to keep him around, the best decision for all is part ways. And you got to suck it up and say, even if I don't get anything for him, financially, I can't take that risk.
But, you know, this is twice now in Wentz's career where Foles has been the backup and been needed. Do you not, I mean, you don't think that it's important that he be there? I mean, you need a backup.
Oh, no, you need a backup, yes, right? But you need a backup that's still reasonably priced. And I think that as long as he was reasonably priced and they still had options to get him at a reasonable price, you keep him around. And he was also very much open to the idea of staying in Philly to ride this thing out. But when he knew, and obviously the whole league knows, he has abilities that could categorize him or should categorize him a starter.
Yeah.
And because the Eagles, because of the way everything is structured in the NFL, his contract was going to go way up. It forces the issue on both sides, and you just got to move on.
Yeah, I think you don't want to overpay for a backup. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I find it difficult because you got a guy that what his value is, and you know that you're basically not going to get anything for him.
Right. But again, you got a lot out of him, right, by all he did for you while you had him around. But I think the other thing that it did is, just like when we saw offenses changing, and now because of Sean McVay, everybody wants to be get the next Sean McVay and upgrade their offenses, or even Kyle Shanahan. What you did see here is Green Bay was a perfect example, me being that close to watching that team. They always thought they could just get some rookie or second-year guy that they might or might not develop, but it's never going to come down to that, and then it did. And I think what the Eagles showed you was how important having a better-than-serviceable backup can be.
Right, and you just wonder, I mean, there's got to be teams that are looking for a solution that would love to sign Nick Foles long-term, and maybe, like, they would do a trade where they've got a quarterback that, okay, so maybe Philly says, you know what, we need a backup, but we want one that's going to be decent. We're not going to get that just on the streets unless the Giants or the Jags or somebody cut like an Eli Manning or a Blake Bortles. And by the way, the Giants came out and said, no, we're rocking with Eli.
Saw that.
But if you could swing a trade, if you could, you know, if you sign Nick Foles and you don't care about, at least you're getting something back. Maybe you trade him to Jacksonville, and then they're like, okay, well, we'll work out a deal with this guy. He's our quarterback of the future. Then they move Blake Bortles to Philly, and Philly gets still a serviceable backup if they need to. It's a risk, though, like you said, because if you can't figure out those deals, then you're stuck with a $20 million backup, and nobody wants that. So I think at the end of the day, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I think at the end of the day, they made the right decision. But I it couldn't have been easy. And already Philly fans are like, fire this idiot. Why?
Well, and here's the other thing. Because a team like Jacksonville, with all of their cap constraints, wasn't going to be able to probably swing a deal with the parameters of that franchise tag.
Right.
But because he's a free agent, they can backload it. They can do a deal now and be involved in the process. But you're also right on the flip side. Look, because of Jay Ajayi has injury problems. They've got a lot of issues in the backfield. If Fournette truly had rocked the boat in Jacksonville, you could have tried to orchestrate a trade if he wanted out, they wanted him out, and swung it that way and got the Jags their franchise quarterback. So you're right. There were also options that the Eagles could have used. But again, what happens if that falls through and it's late in the process and all of a sudden you go, now I'm sitting on paying my backup 20 plus mil.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, there's going to be some teams out there that are, they have to make some decisions too. Like a team like the Bengals with 50 million in cap space. Are they going to sign a guy like Nick Foles, or are they going to address this in the draft?
Yeah.
So
no, yeah, it's going to come. And again, it's interesting because everybody keeps saying, well, these teams aren't going to be involved. These teams don't. They need quarterback play, but they're not going to be able to upgrade. Washington, because they have so much committed to Alex Smith. But you know what? They'll find a way. There's ways that they will manipulate. And because I don't think what Washington's looking for is something in the draft. I think they're looking for, because they don't know the end result of how serious Alex Smith is. The rumors are he may never play again. Some people have said he may just have to sit out a year.
Right.
But, you know, he's still on your books for a large sum of money.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see who becomes a player now because he's out there free agency-wise and they can swing a deal that's structured the way they want it structured.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting.
So you already covered the other things, some of the other things. The Giants have come out and Pat Shurmur's come out and said Eli Manning's our quarterback. Now, I don't think that means that they're not going to draft a quarterback. It just means that Eli, with 1 year remaining, is going to remain in New York.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've got to give the guy you have a vote of confidence, because what if things don't work out? What if you bring in a rookie who you get him into camp and he sucks, and then you have to make Eli your guy? So I think it's smart to come out and get ahead of it now. I just don't think that it's going to last. I could see a quarterback change easily either before the year starts or at some point in the middle of the year.
There's too much talent around him, right? I mean, now that you've got Barkley and OBJ and the line's better, and you know what? Eli's shortcomings were pretty much magnified. So, yeah, I can see them getting a little less tolerable of, even though he is the legend of Eli in New York,
right,
that they could turn the page. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. Other news of the day, Steelers say they're getting more and more calls about Antonio Brown. You should. I don't know when we'll see a resolution on that, but it doesn't surprise me that that's out there. And the combine is in full swing. So all the people.
You watching the combine?
I would like to see Lance. I heard Lance was going to be on this afternoon on NFL Network, so I think that's cool for him.
I saw a little graphic when we were in the getting ready for the show that said that Kyler Murray was listed as 5'10 at OU. Mm-hmm. No quarterback under 6 foot has ever been drafted in the first round. What do you think his official height will be?
What was Baker?
I think he's 6 foot.
Was he six even? Yeah. I've heard like 5'10 and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if he hits 5'10".
Okay.
I feel like there's probably a little fledging going on by OU that graphic as well.
Just like when they used to list Charles Barkley at 6'8" or 6'6".
And NFL teams aren't going to want that. They may do it later, but his, you know, like in a couple of years when people forget about his stats, but I would be surprised. I'm guessing it's probably more like 5'9" and a half.
We'll see, because when he was at the ESPN studios, several of the guys said, oh, you're taller than I thought.
Oh, really?
So I obviously they said that's going to be almost must-see TV. ABC is actually covering 2 hours of coverage from the combine Saturday, just because of that.
Ooh.
So, yeah, there's a lot of hype around how tall he's going to be.
Let's see if he works out.
He still hasn't decided. So we'll see how that goes. If you guys want to talk about the anything NFL-wise, let us know. 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us up on Twitter. We'll talk about that. We've got a Rockets game to talk about later this evening and lots of other things on the agenda. Before we get to all that, though, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff doing a great job because they're locally owned and operated, and they're focused on finding you the best rate and the best deal they possibly can. That means that, for the most part, they're going to be able to help you. And in those rare occasions when they can't because someone else is out there with a better rate, they're going to let you know because they want to be honest 100% of the time, like a trusted friend. It's hard to find business partners like that, but that's exactly why Infuse Energy does what they do. You can go to infuseenergy.com and see what I mean, or you can call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. It's a $25 bill credit for you, and they will go from there. They'll ask you as many questions as you ask them. They want to find out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, is it for your business or for your home, and then try and tailor make a program and a rate for you. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life.
Homes, let's just talk about homes. Can we talk about homes?
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Well, I got a woman.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects, half hour into the three-hour program. Hour number one, Nicholas, is you?
This is my list. Yep. Yeah. Hour one.
You.
Because I sent my list first.
Yeah, because you did it while you sent the topic.
I get to go first.
This morning.
Because I was on top of it.
What happened to our discussion?
What happened to our discussion yesterday about you getting it in a timely manner?
We didn't say anything about a timely manner. You just said come up with a theme, and I came up with one.
After I texted you at 11 o'clock, hey, Way Back Wednesday list, we had nothing.
Who's to say I didn't have that theme in my back pocket the whole time? I just never texted you.
Why would you do that?
Because maybe I forgot.
You don't care about the show, and you just hope it
sucks?
Maybe
I forgot.
Oh.
Maybe
I was trying to book one of those prostitutes that you were trying to get.
I'm sorry, they're called escorts. Get it right.
My bad. It's disrespectful.
That's right. It is. It really is. How's it going over there? Have you checked in with him?
No, I haven't, but I can only imagine what. I don't even know if I should spoil it, to be honest with you, but.
Yeah, in case we don't use it, don't.
Exactly. Exactly. It might be bad. You never know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Somebody said most folks are saying 5'9 and 7'8.
That's the guess on Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was interesting, speaking of quarterbacks. One, the Raiders have said that Carr is their franchise quarterback.
Big mistake.
Right? Two, the Cardinals have come out and said, Rosen's our guy, and then said, for now. So, again,
that's the
they
smart
keep
way to
playing
do
that whole poker face of, we got a guy, but we might want another guy. And I think all of that is just to kind of heat up the hot stove and go, so we may be considering a quarterback, which you want, so how much are you willing to give so that I go back to my guy?
And speaking of all that, speaking of hot stove and rumors and whatnot, there was an article I saw about Kyler Murray's dad. Bob Stoops and Lincoln Riley had to come out and dispel any rumors that Kyler Murray's father was an issue because someone had reported that he was similar to LeVar Ball.
Oh, really?
And that he was, overbearing father. And Lincoln Riley immediately came out and said, nope, couldn't be further from the truth. In 3 years of coaching him, not one conversation with Kevin about anything football related. He turned out decent. That kids gave up more than what people would believe for one reason, his love of this game. Those doing their homework already know. And then Stoops followed that up, quote tweeted and said, speculated news with no basis. During Kyler's recruitment and transfer, never was there an issue from Kevin where Kyler's career was concerned. In fact, one of our first interactions happened by chance post-game last season. So that immediately seeing the article about Kyler Murray's dad possibly being an issue and then seeing Stoops and Riley come out and immediately dispel that information makes me think that somebody else, that one of these other quarterbacks and their agent is busy posturing.
Yep, no doubt.
I thought, ooh, that's dirty pool right there.
Yeah.
If it's true, now this is pure speculation on my part, but that smacks of another agent for another quarterback in the draft that might be have the ability to leapfrog Murray and get drafted ahead of him and higher in the round,
mm-hmm.
coming out and saying, oh man, I don't know. Teams should be careful. Like, I've heard his dad is crazy.
There's
like,
more mudslinging starting right now going on, and it's going to continue. If you remember when Josh Rosen came out a year ago, a friend of mine who is an NFL personnel guy was at an airport, and he was talking to someone involved with UCLA athletics who said, if you want to talk about that guy, talk about his girlfriend who was on the volleyball team, talk about how he treated people, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, it got blown out of proportion. It was out there, and it was all over, and the detractors and the people probably that represented the other quarterbacks that were going to be drafted in the first round were like, oh, hey, check this out. That's important stuff to notate right there.
Wow.
But at the same time, those rumors haven't gone away about Josh Rosen. That might be one of the reasons why the Cardinals are considering going to another quarterback.
Oh.
Like maybe he does have an
issue.
Really? They said he has a very, very high opinion of himself, that he feels like coming in he is as intelligent or more intelligent football offensively than most. They said that he's kind of got a little bit of a toot to him. So
interesting.
Yeah.
He kind of, when you saw interviews and stuff with him, he didn't come across as the smoothest, nicest, best guy in the world, but sometimes that can be deceiving.
Right.
So you hate to make a judgment on that, but, that is interesting that would be, that's kind of the feedback and why people are like, maybe not. Did you also see where Tom Brady's rookie card fetched $400,000 in an auction?
See, so here's the thing. So I think I've told you, my mom saved all my cards back in the day, and she shipped them to me before she passed away. I still have all of them, and some other people have given me, you know, some other cards. And I just found out, much like a lot of other collectibles, cards aren't what valued at what they used to be. That's why it was so shocking to me that not only did it fetch $400,000, but they said something about one of the highest rated card transactions ever. But there's that Honus Wagner card out there that I thought had fetched millions.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's one. It might be one of the highest football cards. So it says a rare rookie card from the New England quarterback sold this week for a jaw-dropping $400,000 and $100. So it was $400,100.
Mm-hmm.
The highest price paid for a football trading card sold at auction.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And it's pretty interesting. I mean, I guess it's got his autograph on it and all this other stuff. I don't know. I'm just no way am I paying $500,000. For a football card. Nope.
No way.
Not doing
right?
it. Not
I'm,
doing
I'm
it.
I'm totally with you. And you know what?
It's dumb money. Like, you're never going to recoup that. You buy this if you're a billionaire and you want, you know, you're really into sports collectibles. And you're like, you know what? I'm never going to sell this. This is going to be part of my estate forever. But I want this card for whatever reason. That's why you buy this. Because there's no way you buy this and flip it in 10 years.
You want that card because that jersey got stolen at the Super Bowl. You can't get anymore because that guy got caught. Because you know me, and you know, over the years, I've collected a lot. You know, I have a lot of autograph stuff and things like that.
Yeah.
But that's all stuff that's been given to me. I'm not into the whole purchase thing. But when people have a lot of money to spend, it seems like they've moved on from cards and memorabilia is the new thing. And the more you can get game-worn stuff, the more expensive it gets, and if it's game-worn signed. I just didn't think cards were a thing anymore, but that's a whole hell of a lot of money for a card.
Yeah, I thought like Topps and all those guys had moved away from actual cards and was doing more like virtual
cards.
With
you.
Which I'm like, who the hell would buy a virtual card? That seems stupid. But I guess they still do make them, but I don't know.
The other thing that I'm not so sure means anything to me, but a lot of people are infatuated with, is when they cut up a whole jersey, and one of the cards, you get a swatch of a piece of someone's jersey.
Yeah.
Unless I'm getting the whole jersey, I could care less if I get the seam at the bottom of the frick.
It's all marketing, bro. It's all marketing. It's how they were able to say, oh, these are rare. Now, they do make them rare.
Yeah.
But, dude, I remember back in the day collecting cards when I had, like, Harold Miner rookie cards. And I was like, I'm going to be rich. I had Alonzo Mourning rookie cards. And I was like, and him and Shaq, and I was just like, oh, snap. Daddy is going to retire. And none of that. I have crates upon crates in my attic full of cards and memorabilia, and I just could care less. I could give it all away, really.
I'm with you. I got a bunch upon a bunch of them, and a lot of them need to be sorted out and valued. I don't even want to take the time to do that.
Nope.
But I had Montana rookie cards, like Peyton rookie cards, Walter Payton rookie cards that people had passed down to me or said they didn't want anymore. And I was the same with you. I was like, oh, I'm going to cash in someday. And you just saw the values go down and down. And remember now, all these autograph shows, they used to be card shows. And then people started infiltrating them with more and more memorabilia because that became the more popular thing. And it just kept going and going and going. So it's interesting. I just don't get it. I do remember, though, that Tony, the Rockets equipment manager, every so often, he has to pull the jerseys and set them aside
so they can cut
with
them
the
up.
League sponsors, so they can cut them up and put them on the cards.
Silliness.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I don't know. Did you say, by the way, what you think Kyler Murray's going to measure out at?
I said about 5'9.5".
Okay.
But apparently somebody texted and said it came out that he's 5'9 7/8".
Is that right?
But that was like I don't know.
Asked me to guess, and I guessed. So.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true because, you know, I don't know what the source is or any of that stuff, but that's just what somebody said on the text
line. Nick, you said 6'3"?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
What's your guess on Kyler Murray, how he's going to measure out?
Is he ripped first?
Oh, that's something that you will have to determine for the listeners.
Oh, okay.
His height.
Yeah. I don't know what you're measuring, but we just want to know what you think his height's going to be.
That would have been great if it was like 9 inches.
Yeah.
What? No, that's not what we're measuring, Nick. Oh, my bad.
I don't know. All right. How tall do you think he's going to be?
Yeah. How tall do you think he'll be? Well, I said 5'9.5". Joel said 6 foot.
I said 5'10".
I know. I was just messing with you. Yeah. How tall do you think?
Okay.
I don't know, 5'9", 5'10". I'd probably take
well,
the same
guess. Well, that's great. Way to take both of our answers and make them
I probably
you know
would
what?
Take the same guess.
Get out of
the
here.
Difference or just go
this
with one
why,
of us.
This is why. I just, God.
There you go. By the way, Glenn Davis is going to broadcast at King's Court tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. for Soccer Matters because we all know Soccer Matters. If you want to catch up with Glenn like I did out in the hallway before we started the show, always good to see GD. But we're rolling through hour number one of the 3-hour show. So if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, give us a call, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. We'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.
I'm really feeling you. If you can keep a secret, then I'll keep a secret too. And this is what we'll do. I'll be your number two. I can let you feel on me if you just let me feel on you.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Oh, yeah. It's all about you.
One time. I'm going to say it's all about you.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number one, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects on a way back Wednesday from the Gal Media Studios. We appreciate you rolling with us for the 3 hours that we are on the air. And of course, even when we're not on the air, there are plenty of guys out there that you can care about and listen to as well, including the Blitz After Us, Charlie Before Us, and of course, the Bench in the Morning. Do want to let you guys also know that if you can't get enough of us, so much so that listening is not going to make you complete, you can look at our live video stream.
Yeah.
When you do that, it's brought to you by Twin Peaks. And if you're not aware of this, for Texas Independence Day, you can celebrate with a Texas Mule. I did not know that a Texas Mule is made with Texas whiskey, Fever Tree ginger beer, lemon juice, simple syrup, and mint.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I thought a Texas Mule was what Nick called a date.
What?
Got him.
See?
Zing time. Boom. He's on the phone. He can't even defend himself.
I noticed it says eats, drinks, scenic views, Twin Peaks. It does not say dates, but of course, if you date a Texas Mule, you can go to Twin Peaks.
There you go.
Just have to leave the mule outside.
Why the hell my phone keeps making noise? I thought I turned it off. That's my bad.
Okay.
That's my bad.
So, Rockets and the Hornets tonight in Charlotte. I'm very interested to see this. I know it's shocking to you. It's basketball. But at the same time, what I'm really interested to see is how this team's going to play now that the streak is over. You and I have both said, hey, best thing for this squad going forward is get the streak over with. Now that everybody's healthy, get everybody in a really good rhythm. get your rotation set, go to work. I want to see if that takes place tonight.
No, we're going
to
find out. I don't think this is a good test, though. I mean, this isn't I think a better test comes against better playoff caliber teams. I mean, Charlotte is...
They're in right now.
But they're well below 500. I mean, this is not a good basketball team, Charlotte.
No, and you know what? And Michael Jordan hasn't made it a good basketball team ever since he's taken ownership of that team.
But I want to see, without the streak and how this offense runs and all the things that we've talked to almost ad nauseum now about this team because of, you know, I wouldn't say they're one-dimensional, but it is all, you know, it all revolves around Harden for the streak for at least the last 32 games. But I want to see against, you know, the Nuggets and Thunders of the world. Teams that are good basketball teams.
The biggest glimpse of hope that you got is when Harden didn't play on national TV and they beat the Warriors and you said, oh, well, I understand that people have a problem with Chris Paul's contract, but Chris Paul showed he can still play. And if he's healthy and he can play,
well,
you got to use every resource you got. And I know you're going to say,
you can't just breeze over if he's healthy. That's a big problem.
And I'm not trying to breeze over
in the long run. I mean, that's a big problem.
Obviously. And you know what? And here's the thing, though. You've seen the track record with this team. Mm-hmm. Let's rest Dwight Howard. Every back-to-back, everything. What'd that get you? Nothing. Let's rest Nene. Well, 2 years in a row, the more you rested him, the more he still did something that ended his season far earlier than you wanted him to. I think with Chris Paul, the better thing is to just keep going to see what you have and know what you have. Like, if he can take all the minutes and he keeps going and going, great. He's ready for the playoffs. If he can't, then... You know what you got because you're going to have to revert back to this Harden-dominated offense.
Well, I'm looking at the injury report for the game, and they just have Nene listed as day-to-day. So it looks like everybody else is just fine. So it should be a good test because, I mean, look, if you're planning on Nene being a part of the playoffs, don't. Save yourself the headache and the heartache. It's probably not going to happen. So this is probably – this roster in this game will be more like what the roster is and except maybe without Chris Paul at some point during the playoffs.
I mean, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, I just want to see Shumpert get involved now. I want to see after he came back last game after missing two with a knee injury. I want to see him get in the rotation. I want to see what you can expect from him. Rivers has got to get his shot straight, obviously. But I think this is about the point in the season when Mike D'Antoni starts trimming down his minutes in terms of his rotation and finding the guys that are going to play. Yeah,
7-8 deep, and that's
right.
It.
So we'll see what happens.
Wow. But, we just saw a thing here. Johnny Manziel got released and barred from the CFL.
Uh-oh.
From his team.
Barred doesn't sound good. I understand released for bad play, but what's the barred part of it?
He contravened the agreement which made him eligible to play, is what they're saying. We're disappointed by the turn of events. Johnny was provided a great deal of support by our organization in collaboration with the CFL, but he's been unable to abide by the terms of his agreement. We worked with the league and presented alternatives to Johnny, who was unwilling to proceed.
Does that mean that there
sounds like I was maybe
drugs, you know, and alcohol?
Yeah,
clause?
Probably.
That's not good.
That would be my guess.
Or maybe he just felt like the AAF was too big of an opportunity and he had to get out of his deal somehow.
I don't know. That's Clarence just brought that to my attention. But I saw something on the ESPN thing about Manziel, so I was going to look that up during one of our breaks. So that saves me the trouble. But yeah, that's file that under not surprised at all.
Yeah,
Johnny Manziel can't hold down a job in football.
Look for the Dallas squad.
What's new
from the XFL? To
you think
pick
so?
Up the phone? I told you that. I think that they'll kick the tires on Dez if he's healthy. They'll kick the tires on Johnny Manziel. They're going to do everything they can to try and get names that will draw eyeballs to what they're trying to do.
Yeah,
and so I can see that happening easily.
One of the texters said about your memorabilia collection.
Yep.
They said they'll help you sort it and sell it for 40% commission.
No. I'm good.
Well, I'm not trying to
sell my memorabilia. I was talking about the cards.
No.
Yeah, my memorabilia.
Well, somebody said I'll sort and sell your stuff for 40% commission. So maybe they just meant cards.
No. I mean, that's a great deal for you, but I'm not doing that.
I mean, 60%, you ain't got to lift a finger.
Still.
That's better than 0% and they're just sitting there.
Well, and then you don't know if you can trust them, and
that's
how much
my
they're
problem.
Pocketing. Yeah,
is
exactly.
It's like, what cards are they taking home? Yeah. Which cards are they sneaking out?
I got a couple buddies that I used to work with at the Rockets that are still big card guys.
Yeah,
that I would trust. But other than that, I would rather say, here's the whole collection. Name me a price, as opposed to, hey, I really trust you. Go through all these cards, see what I got, and let me know when in their back pocket they have three of my most valuable cards. At the end of the day, I'm not doing that.
Right.
Memorabilia wise, I ain't selling anything. because no. My collection's good and I'm proud of it and I'm going to keep going. And I like to display it. Nick's seen it. I've got some of the stuff up in the house. I've been able to frame some stuff and put some stuff up, and I like that stuff.
So you're just going to leave it forever and never cash in on it, huh?
Yeah, I didn't get the stuff to sell it. I got it because obviously working in the industry that I did and being close to these players and athletes and things like that, it was fun to be able to have something you can collect and put in your den or your man cave or whatever. And that's the whole reason why I did it.
Somebody, I think it was my brother-in-law, gave me a signed Craig Biggio baseball for like Christmas. And I was like, I love that. I've got it on my desk in my office at the house. And it's the one kind of cool thing I have, the memorabilia wise. I have a few other things, but I don't necessarily have them out. But I think a few of those here and there I'd be cool with. But some people,
yeah, it depends.
Over the top,
yeah,
their whole office, like wall to wall, top to bottom, every space. Oh, is that you?
Yeah. Once we moved from the townhouse to an actual house that we have an office.
I should have checked with you first. That's a little over the top, though.
No,
why?
It's done classy. It's done like it's not overstuffed.
It doesn't look like a garage sale.
No, it looks like.
Are you sure?
There's all these finished wood cabinets that have the helmets and the signed basketballs and footballs and things like that. And then the wall space is two of the walls are signed jerseys, and then the one wall is all pictures and things that were signed to me by different people and different things.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, but it's just not like a cluster just random memorabilia. Like, it sounds like you put some thought into it, and it's all evenly spaced and lined up and all that. Okay.
Yeah.
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 Some people just make it look like a garage sale.
And then the man cave, which, like I said, that Nick has seen is just, it's kind of a circular room, and all around the outside perimeter is just jerseys. So it's just signed jerseys from...
Okay.
Yeah. But it just depends. Like, the one thing that's one of my pride and joys that I have to get, but I want to get it done framed the right way, is when I played golf with Clyde and Michael Jordan, I got the scorecard signed.
Ooh,
and
that's
got
dope.
A picture of all of us sitting there. And I'd like to put the picture in the middle, the scorecard at the bottom, and frame that up.
That, to me, is worth way more. Because, it doesn't have, like, street value necessarily.
Right. I'm not looking for that.
But for you, the value of that has to be amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, that would be, that would be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I got a snapshot of Jordan's bag with his name on it and Clyde's, and then in the middle of the picture is all of us in the clubhouse after playing, and then the scorecard, and I just done that the right way.
There you go.
Okay, we're going to continue to roll on. We got one in the books, which means we still got 2 hours to go with the show, so plenty of time for you to get in and for us to get going. So give us a call if you'd like, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.